Lawmakers are considering a pair of bills aiming to help beekeepers across the state. Keepers say they're worried about local governments banning them from keeping bees. WFIU's Brock Turner has more.
Mooresville resident Debbie Sieb remembers her first time in a beehive.
When he first told me, oh, I have hives, let's go get in them, I'm like, I don't think so. I don't think that's something I want to do. But you get used to it, and then you get passionate about it, and you start loving the bees. And so when you do that, you're just hooked. We always say you get stung by the bee.
And stung she was. She and her husband Mike quit their day jobs to pursue beekeeping full time. She now has around 150 hives.
In the summertime, there can be up to 60,000 in a double deep hive. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's not as many as you think. I mean, a lot of people who aren't beekeepers say, oh my gosh, there are millions of bees. There are never millions of bees in a hive.
The Siebes travel across the state training other beekeepers on how to take care of their hives and sharing best practices. They make their money running a pollination service. Many crops rely on bees, and people like the Siebes take their bees to areas that require more than what is naturally available.
We do not take our bees outside of Indiana. So all of our bees go to pollinate Beasley's and some of the other orchards that are around Waterman's. We also have hives that go all the way up to past Lafayette.
The Siebes can take their bees anywhere in the state. There aren't regulations that forbid it. State Senator Ronald Grooms is sponsoring two bills this session. One clarifies labeling requirements for honey, while the other puts into writing that beekeeping cannot be prohibited in any area. It also directs local governments to regulate the activity.
If you're going to pass an ordinance that restricts a certain residential subdivision or zone, create a zone where beehives and bees are prohibited, you can do that. But that doesn't necessarily mean that the bees won't relocate themselves.
The city of Hammond used to have an ordinance banning beekeeping within city limits. Officials lifted it last year because they found it was impossible to enforce. Siebes says she supports communities regulating beekeeping and understands the concerns parents might have if their children were to get stung. Yet she worries if this legislation fails to pass, a local government could greatly impact her.
We're trying to get them to prevent from being able to ban bees. We want them to regulate them. We just don't want them to ban them.
If it were to pass, Groom says cities like Indianapolis and Bedford that already have ordinances on the books won't be impacted. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Brock Turner.